This episode of the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour was recorded the weekend before Indiana issued its shelter-in-place order in response to COVID-19. Please continue to follow all local and state guidelines.
Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall. Oh, you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert and Tom Kapazinskas, and Jim and Terry Weldy of Johnson Danielson Funeral Home. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and the Michigan Road cross the banks of the mystical Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guest Kennedy's Kitchen, including John Kennedy, Liam Ladusky, Chris O'Brien, Jacob Turner, Teresa Kubiak, Joel Cooper, Nathan Waddill, and Nancy Turner. And Shoot the Moon Radio Quiz Show, with me, your announcer, Jim Yoakum. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, Bazookiites and Baranese, Mandolineers and Banjoliers, and those that flute, fiddle, and flirt, here's your mystical maestro of all things lunar and lunatic, your radio hour host, George Schricker.
The river goes round, round the bend. River goes round, round, round to the very end. Oh, when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. Won't be long till the river goes round,
round and round. All right. Thank you. Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We have a special program tonight. When you think about it, when things get tough in your life, you often need something to keep you together. And there's nothing like music to do that, in my estimation. So I'm really pleased to be doing this program with Kennedy's Kitchen, because my regard for this band is up in the clouds. Now, before I start talking to Kennedy's Kitchen, I want to talk to my announcer, Jim Yoakum. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, George.
How are you getting along?
Well, very well, thank you. I just am an introvert, so this is kind of nice for me.
I'm actually backing up. Don't worry, I'm backing up. Look, okay. Where's my tape measure, doggone it? Where's that 6 feet? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I'd like to remind you that guests on today's program will receive a squirt of hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer, frustrating microbes since 1966.
Let's hear it for Jim Yoakum. Pushing that hand sanitizer. Okay, John. Okay.
Hey there, George.
Hey.
It's good to see you.
I'm so glad you're here tonight.
It's even better to hear you.
What?
It's even better to hear you.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you.
You've
got a smooth, reassuring voice.
Well, yeah, like yours. You do that for me.
Well, okay. Let's just keep talking then.
Okay. why don't you kick loose with a song now?
Yeah, we're going to play what for us over the years has been one of very favorite sets of music. We call it the Dollar Store Light Show, and it's about a 5-minute story, but we're not going to tell the story. We're just going to just start playing music. You want to hear the story?
Okay. Yeah, let's hear the story.
First trip to New York City for the band. We're doing a showcase, And the owner of the little place that we're in had set us up in a corner of this upper room on the way to the bathroom. Now, our agent is bringing people in to see us, and we're in the darkest corner of the room. So a good friend that we brought with us, Mr. Andy Man Hopkins, and my cousin Joseph Kennedy went out and talked their way in to a dollar store Jack's that was closed, which in New York City is harder to do than it is in Indiana, and bought some desk lamps with clamps on them and put them on our microphone stands to illuminate our show. And during that, during the sound check, my nephew Nolan, this is Liam's older brother, wrote a tune, like during the sound check, just came up with a tune. So we call it the Dollar Store Light Show. And that's one of the tunes in the set. So.
Thank you.
Kennedy's Kitchen. Teresa Kubiak. Is that how you say Kubiak?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. You are a... Are you a nursing student? Is that right?
Student to be. I'm studying the prerequisites for it. So.
Okay. When we talk about prerequisites, what exactly does that involve?
So just the basic courses, your math and English and...
Math. What kind of math you got to do?
Quantitative reasoning. My favorite.
Oh, really?
I passed my class, so that's good.
Tell me a little more about how you quantitatively reason.
I would rather not. Barely passed my class.
Okay. All right. Are there numbers involved in this?
Yeah, it's like basic algebra and some statistics and stuff thrown in there. So
you got to put that together, though.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's great to hear you play that. Now, what officially is that, a flute or a pipe or a whistle?
It's a whistle traditionally.
Yeah. A whistle. Okay. Yeah. Are there different sizes?
Yeah, there are a lot of different sizes. The standard is a D, so they're a little smaller. You can get them in... the key of A, the key of F there. So the key of A and key of F and a low D they'll be bigger in size. Okay. So the hand positioning is kind of different. So.
Okay. And you've been playing it how long now?
14 years.
So, we have a game show coming up and we'll be asking some questions related to that heritage that you have with a whistle.
Okay.
So if you want to chime in and make this a little more informational when we get there. Will you do that for me?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. And we're going to be back.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert and Tom Kapazinskas, and Jim and Terry Weldy of Johnson Danielson Funeral Home, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
And we're going to be back with the Shoot the Moon radio show after a little break. And we're also going to hear a little more from Kennedy's Kitchen.